20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
We got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy Football Tuesday to everyone. Vic Carucci with you for the next hour. We're going to talk Browns in a big way with the offensive coordinator, Brad Childress. He stops by. Going to get caught up with him on the preparation for Sunday's season opener for the Eagles. Can't you feel it? I mean, it's just getting closer and closer and closer. And Brad Childress, along with Pat Shurmur, along with the rest of the offensive coaches, getting this offense prepared, this new-look Browns offense, prepared for Sunday's game, and he's going to let us in on what it is that he and the rest of the staff are doing, have done so far, what they'll continue to do when practice begins in earnest, the full-scale preparation tomorrow here in Berea. And then we're going to take a look back, and I think you're going to really enjoy this, alumni spotlight. We get that going again, a regular feature on this show. Webster Slaughter, you remember that guy, outstanding receiver for the Browns, and a guy who caught a lot of passes from Bernie Kosar. Well, Webster Slaughter, Bernie Kosar will be the honorary co-captains for Sunday season opener. But we're going to have Bernie, you know, as a regular on this show. You heard from him yesterday. You'll hear from him again later in the week. So we're going to give Webster Slaughter, a lot of times when it's co-captains like to have them on together, but in this case, we're going to have Webster have his own little spot here, and we'll dial him up down in Sugar Land, Texas is where he is these days, and we'll get caught up on him and get his memories from those great days with the Browns that he had. So we're looking forward to that, and looking forward always to, and you come through, with your questions, your comments. So many ways you can get them to us via social media. First of all, the Browns' official Facebook and Twitter pages. The Browns' daily Twitter page, which is Browns underscore daily. I'll get that right one of these days. Browns underscore daily, the official Browns daily Twitter page. You can email us daily at clevelandbrowns.com. And you can call us. Our Browns Daily voicemail line, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. And we can put your comments, your questions on the air. And we have a ton of them. So we'll get to as many as we can throughout this show, starting with this email from Brandon. And Brandon emails us and says, "Hi, Vic. Most of the criticism revolving around Pat Shurmur last year was with his in-game management. Yet, this preseason, the Browns did not game plan for any of their opponents. Wouldn't it have been a better idea to use the preseason as an opportunity to work on the weaknesses of the coaching staff," Brandon asks, "even if it meant showing teams what you're working on for the regular season?" No, I don't agree with that whatsoever, Brandon. I believe that you treat the preseason as you treat the preseason, which is not reveal anything really that you're going to do. I mean, there are base plays, there are basic things you're going to do that are consistent with how you function as a team, no doubt. But in terms of your specific plays for a specific opponent, and that's what we're missing. I think what some people miss with this whole hiding things in the preseason, going vanilla in the preseason, is that unlike the regular season, you don't game plan for an opponent. You don't design the plays that you use, the script of plays that are called to deal with the weaknesses or the matchup advantages or whatever you see as a coaching staff of that specific opponent. You don't do that in the preseason. No one does it in any meaningful way. You could maybe do it to some degree in a cursory. Usually the third preseason game you do that. Browns didn't this year, and that's really been one of the reasons why this has gotten talked about quite a bit, because that third opponent in the preseason was Philly, and you're playing them on Sunday in the regular season opener. So, and Philadelphia's approach, again, was pretty much the same, plus they had played the previous Monday to that Thursday night game against the Browns. So or Friday night game, whatever. So again, you're looking at it from the standpoint of, you know, you want the coaching staff to like practice its play calling or game management, and you do that still. I mean, you do that in the course of preseason games, and I think, you know, there's reason to believe that that's going to get better because of just the sheer experience that Pat Shurmur's had as a head coach and the familiarity with not only the rest of the coaches, but the experience that's been gained on the coaching staff. And here's a perfect transition. One of those experienced members of the staff, Brad Childress, is going to join us in a couple of minutes. We're going to hear from the offensive coordinator of the Browns as you listen to us here, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. A good coach teaches sportsmanship, sets positive examples, and stands by players not just for their athletic skills, but their academic ones as well. Liberty Ford would like to recognize these coaches and call one of them Coach of the Year. If you think your high school football coach has what it takes, go to libertyford.com or like us on Facebook to nominate your coach for a chance to win and bring home $5,000 for the team.
Browns fans, Arby's wants you to win a ride to the Dog Pound. Stop into Arby's to enter to win a 2012 Ford Fiesta, plus four suite tickets and exclusive behind-the-scenes experiences for the Sunday, November 4th game against division rivals from Baltimore. For those that bleed orange and brown, visit your local Cleveland area Arby's restaurant for your chance to win. No purchase necessary. Game ends September 28th, 2012. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of Ohio at least 18 years of age or older. Subject to official rules. Car courtesy of Liberty Ford. Sponsored by the Arby's Cleveland Co-op.
71 degrees, please.
73 degrees, please.
When it comes to keeping your home warm this winter, what's your perfect degree of comfort? We'll help you find it with a new Rheem heating system that'll keep you warm, save on energy costs, and may qualify for utility rebates and tax credits.
72 degrees and I'm in heaven.
Get professional service on all brands of equipment. Visit Broadview Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem top contractor, at broadviewheating.com today.
We all know how important it is to back up our computer files, but actually doing it, that's a hassle. So get Carbonite Online Backup. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically and continually. With Carbonite, you'll never have to remember to back up again, ever. Unlimited backup space for your PC or Mac is just $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com with no credit card required. Type in the offer code BACKUP for two free bonus months with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code BACKUP.
Every so often, the stars are in perfect alignment. And during the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Autumn Sales Event, now is that perfect moment. For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on the certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which also comes with the confidence of our six-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Autumn Sales Event, exclusively at your Lincoln dealer. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 10-1-12. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details.
Will Burge here reminding you to check out my Eyes on Berea blog on ESPNCleveland.com. Driven by the all-new Mentor Nissan. Get the latest news and reports on the Browns all season long. My Eyes on Berea blog, brought to you by the all-new Mentor Nissan, where you get Nissans for less.
It's kickoff week in Cleveland, brought to you by Mark. Tune into your football authority, ESPN 850 WKNR, for the most in-depth coverage as we get you ready for Sunday's season opener at 1. Mark's, fresh savings, smart living.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you here for this full hour of Browns Talk. And we are going to be with you on Friday. Looking forward to this. PNC Bank Browns tailgate party Friday, September 7th. Getting you ready for that season opener on Sunday against the Eagles. And PNC Bank invites you to tailgate with the Browns 4 p.m. at the PNC Bank 17300, however you want me to say that for you, Royalton Road in Strongsville. And the tailgate's going to include complimentary food and beverage. The live broadcast of this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, 6 to 7 p.m., its usual slot, and I'll be there. Looking forward to meeting with you. Fans, when you come out to check everything out at the tailgate, you're going to you know, we're going to talk. We're going to talk about football. This is what we do at these things, and we've done them before, and they're a lot of fun. So make sure you're there, and we'll be there early enough to do a lot of chatting before the show, during breaks, whatever. And Chomps, the Browns mascot, he's going to be around from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And then hourly drawings for two tickets. That's the best part. Two tickets to the Browns home opener against the Eagles. So you might win some tickets for that game by being there. All right. This segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Well, very pleased to have with us right now the offensive coordinator of the Browns, Brad Childress. Brad, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back.
Let's talk about preparing for this season opener against the Eagles, starting just with the progress that you've seen with Brandon Whedon through three preseason games, but I know it's more than that. You've watched him on the practice field a whole lot, from off-season workouts through training camp. How ready would you gauge him now heading into this ball game?
Well, as ready as a rookie starter can be. You know, I think he's made a nice natural evolution, you know, through the off-season training, through the two-a-days, and into the preseason games. And so now he gets to see a little different speed here with the Philadelphia Eagles coming to town.
And that's the thing, Coach. You can't really demonstrate the full-out game speed of a regular season game until he plays it. But in lieu of that, what do you do? I mean, what are some of the ways that you can coach a player to anticipate what that is, maybe versus what he's seen in the closest to a game that he's been in right now in those three preseason games?
Well, I think we kind of pride ourselves, Vic, on practicing fast and playing fast. You know, yes, we have some walk-through tempos, and, you know, we're forced to have to do that where it's really kind of a walk and talk and think.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get out on a practice field, we talk about practicing at game speed. Mm-hmm. And the speed of the game. So it's not going to be a surprise when he gets there across from an opponent.
And if you had to break it down, what are the areas where you've seen him make his biggest strides from the first day that you had him on a practice field here till now?
Well, I think that probably the biggest thing is that he's not having to think as much about what he's saying. You know, he's kind of disseminates the information in the huddle. I think the pictures are painting the words are painting a picture for him.
Yeah.
You know, very quickly, so he can think about what's happening on the other side of the football.
Is it important to, with any rookie, and I'm, you know, tell me maybe the last time you went into a game either as a head coach or a coordinator in your career with a rookie starting quarterback with, like, the whole idea of the calmness, the poise that you would expect would be a hard thing for a guy in that position to deal with. And is that something that has to be coached? What's been your experience with that?
Well, I think you always got to kind of amp people down. It's a great thing for a defensive lineman to be kind of, you know, crying and slinging snot and frothing at the mouth. It's not so good a thing for a quarterback to be. It kind of tunnels your vision down a little bit, but he's not that kind of guy, and I just think his competition in baseball has kind of steeled him to those game type situations.
Sure, yeah, and that's the other thing about being 28 or almost 29 that he does. He's older than so many of his teammates here, right? And even though he's never started an NFL game before, there's something to be said to that in terms of his makeup. And you still see that.
Absolutely do, and particularly with the guy with the ball in his hand. You know, we're not talking about a guy that was a shortstop or a third baseman. We're talking about a guy that was standing there with the ball in his hand,
right?
You know, pitching it down in and down out, pitch
right
in and pitch out.
He has been obviously exposed to the entire playbook, everything that you have that you're going to utilize for this season. But is there a thought, and I guess it expands beyond Brandon Whedon, the fact that this is a very young football team overall and it's a young offense with so many rookie players throughout, that you limit what you can give to these guys, starting with the quarterback and everyone else, limit what you can give them in the form of a game plan?
Yeah, and I think you're right on with that. We just make sure that there are things that they can do fast, whether it's plays they've run over and over again or formations or motions. Can we game plan? Yeah, we game plan plenty, but always with the eye on, now our guy's going to be able to see this, do it, and do it fast, so they're not thinking about it, they're reacting.
Brad Childress, offensive coordinator for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Will you practice with that in mind, too? In other words, like when it starts in earnest tomorrow and through the balance of the week, sort of like determining which plays are working, are comfortable for these guys to use, and then decide from here, okay, this might come out because it's just not, they're just not practicing it well. Are you a believer, are you full believer in that, or do you also balance it between, well, this is what could work against the types of coverages and defenses they use?
Well, I think you do both. I mean our game planning here on Monday and Tuesday is all involved in that. We kind of check it, recheck it, go through it line by line, script it up for Wednesday, see if we're going to do it and do it as well as we think we're going to do it. And then we're not afraid to take something and toss it and say, you know what, that's a great idea, but we're not there yet.
So is the biggest challenge, when we saw in this third preseason game with the Eagles physically really taking it to the Browns in many respects, but I mean that D-line seemed to get win a lot of those battles up front, bring a lot of pressure in different ways. And again, I know it's all different circumstance, but is that job one, challenge one, to handle that pressure both in terms of your protection and Brandon and his awareness and getting the ball out and all that? How big of a priority is that for this game?
Yeah, I think it's kind of hand in glove, Vic. You know, it all starts up front. And so whatever tempo or speed their defensive line, we have to play at that speed. Mm-hmm. And whether it's slowing them down with the run or the draw or the screen, or whether it's quick passing game, it's just a matter of you exert your will on them up front. So I mean it all starts up front, and we can't do anything
if
the offensive line doesn't do something.
And how do you feel, though, better or good about that? Because with them working with a plan, with blocking schemes, with more of a feel for, you know, specifically game planning for that defense, shouldn't a different result be expected than what we saw a couple of weeks ago?
Well, I think so. When you get a chance to study and break them apart, you know, we typically, for a preseason game, you know, it was different this year. Typically, you game plan for your third opponent. We didn't do that because we're game planning for them now.
Right.
And so you kind of rubber stamp a game plan through the first, second, third game, and really the fourth game. Just things that our guys do. And now we kind of get down to a little bit more specificity, if you will, and how we want to go after them.
I know there are going to be many others involved in this decision, primarily the medical folks, but regarding whether or not Trent Richardson is out there playing or how much he'll play, et cetera. For you as a coordinator working, of course, with Pat Shurmur to really formulate how you're going to approach this game offensively, how do you approach that? And do you go into it thinking, because Coach Shurmur sounded very optimistic. He was on this show yesterday and spoke optimistically about his availability, but still not certain. How do you go into your week tomorrow still not knowing maybe for sure if he's going to be out there for you?
Well, you know, you'll have a certain menu of plays that you feel like he can do. Is he going to take every snap, every drill? No, we're not going to do that. And I think it's still a measured, Vic, how he comes back in response, how he comes back from yesterday's practice into today, how he goes through tomorrow's practice into Thursday.
Right.
You're always looking for any indicators or signs, or no, I'm just fine, you know, I'm getting my wind back, or my, you know, so that dialogue is always occurring.
The ideal is having him fully healthy and all the talent that he brings. Short of that, though, you can't feel bad about what you have in the way of reserves. I mean, guys like Montario Hardesty, Brandon Jackson, they can make their contributions as well.
Well, and they have, you know, throughout the preseason. You know, we talked about Montario having a very good camp. I know he's dropped the ball on the ground a couple of times, which we're not happy with.
Right.
But he and Brandon both have made strides, I think, all the way through training camp.
And your receiving core, and again, the excitement is really generated by a couple of rookies in Travis Benjamin, Josh Gordon. Looking at how they've progressed, and particularly Josh because of that extra time that he's been away from the game and the lack of an off season and the learning curve he's dealt with, do you feel that there's a readiness there? And I know he came on pretty strong in the latter part of camp. Where do you see his progress? And just in general, those two rookies, how much of an impact can we expect them to make on Sunday?
Well, I think Josh has gone through an evolution of, you know, if you go all the way back to the supplemental draft where he made a decision 2 days before that that he was going to jump in, then all of a sudden, boom, he's drafted in the second round. Then all of a sudden, it's, I'm going to be in an NFL training camp to be in shape, to learn the system, to do it fluidly and not have to think. I mean, he's made quite a metamorphosis from when he first got here to
sure.
where he is right now, and he'll continue to grow, I think.
And as we look at this Eagles team as a whole, and a team that I know you haven't been there in a while, but you certainly know the general philosophy and what Andy Reid believes in, and even though, again, it's a different person coaching the Juan Castillo coaching the defense than when you were there, and it was Jim Johnson. But the philosophies kind of remain, right? I mean, your general expectation of what they present is what?
Tremendous speed on defense.
Yeah.
Whether you're talking about the defensive front, you know, the linebackers are built for speed. Those two corners, Cromartie and Asmua, long, slender guys that can run. So
yeah.
I know how Andy's built it. And, you know, not so much for size, but for speed.
Excellent. Brad, thank you so much for the breakdown. We appreciate it.
You bet, Vic.
He is the offensive coordinator for the Browns, Brad Childress, joining us right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, and we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak.
Quaker Steak and Lube has now opened their newest location in Lakewood. Enjoy famous wings, great food, and the best entertainment around. Check them out on Facebook for all the events and specials.
Great time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
There has never been a better time to be part of the excitement surrounding Kent State football. The Flashes had a strong finish last year, and this year with a team full of veterans and talented recruits, they're looking to rise as one. Season tickets start at $40. Visit KentStateSports.com to order your season tickets today. The family-friendly Kent State football game experience starts in the indoor tailgate zone with inflatables, games, prizes, and more. The first 1,000 fans entering the fieldhouse get a free giveaway item. To see all the great promotional giveaway items and to purchase single game tickets, visit KentStateSports.com.
Every so often, the stars are in perfect alignment. And during the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Autumn Sales event, now is that perfect moment. For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on the certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which also comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Autumn Sales event, exclusively at your Lincoln dealer. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 10-1-12. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details.
Okay. Okay, we're back. And speaking of football, opening day is coming right up. And if you're into fantasy football, you'll want to hear this. When I heard this, I was shocked. There's a guy in Detroit, apparently big into fantasy football, who's won, get this, over $273,000. Damn, yeah. He's 24 years old, and he's playing in those new daily leagues at FanDuel.com, where you can pick a new team any day and get immediate cash payouts. $273,000 playing fantasy football? Apparently, this is the hottest thing in fantasy football. These daily leagues at FanDuel.com. There's no season-long commitment. It's a brand new contest every day. And look, FanDuel's going to pay out $50 million this year in winnings. Hey, listen, I want you to get out there now, because right now FanDuel's giving radio listeners free entry into a $1,000 fantasy football contest on opening day. I've got a promo code right here for you to get in on that. Go to FanDuel.com and use promo code 7575. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code 7575.
The Titans of Tailgate competition is back, and you can be part of it. Go to ESPNCleveland.com/Titans of Tailgate to register and join us Thursday, September 13th at the Heat Exchange Hearth and Patio Shop on Lorraine Road in North Ridgeville. This year, judges will be looking for the best burger and the best tailgate setup. Grand prize winner gets a Napoleon Freestyle Grill, a cooking class with champion barbecuer Chris Marks, and a $100 Acme Fresh Market gift card. To compete on September 13th, go to ESPNCleveland.com/Titans of Tailgate.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We do this throughout the show. We answer your questions, the ones you submit via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. The Cleveland Browns Daily Twitter page, which again is Browns_daily. And you can call us up at 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Or, if that isn't enough ways to get to me, to get to us, to answer your stuff, to hear your comments, to or read your comments, whatever, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Email daily@clevelandbrowns.com. And a bunch of you do that as well. JJ went the Facebook route. Just talking about this opening game against the Eagles, and JJ's take is, hey, want to see the win. Okay, well, yeah, what Browns fan doesn't, JJ, but he makes the point, let's change, this is what I like, let's change the culture with the new ownership. And then he says, go Vols. A little tribute to the fact that Jimmy Haslam, of course, hails from Tennessee, big University of Tennessee guy, family, University of Tennessee family. And this is significant in the sense that, yeah, I think everything that we see going forward will be judged not just as what the thoughts were prior to this purchase agreement that was reached between Randy Lerner and Jimmy Haslam, but now with that whole different feel for a new ownership, a new perspective, and the culture that comes with that. And I, it's a, you know, that word gets thrown out a lot, but, and you wonder, okay, what does it really mean? But it does mean someone, when something changes, you bring in, you hear it with new head coaches or new general manager or new people at the top of an organization, when it comes from the ownership level, which I suspect it will, because this is a very, you know, hands-on person and a very, very much someone who wants to be involved in this thing and is looking for it to be a great success for the big investment that he's making. I think getting it off to a really good and strong start with all this new talent is key for that reason, as among others. Eric from Facebook, he said, if the Browns can score at least 24 points, we'll win that first game against the Eagles. If not, it's going to be a long season. Well, you arrived at 24 points. But I do see your point. And that's clearly making the case, get it in the end zone, score. I mean, don't make it the field goal fest that we saw a year ago. And however you win, if it is 3-0, if it is 6-3, if it's 1 point more than the opponent, obviously you take that. But you're building this team clearly to be much more of an offensive power, which, when I say that word, when I say those words, put them together and think about what the offense was a year ago, yeah, it's a leap. But new quarterback, new receivers, new running back, depending on how much we see that running back in the first game, but if at all, but you know, the progress is there, the optimism is there. You've heard what Pat Shurmur has said about that, now what Brad Childress has said about that, and just sort of proceeding accordingly. All of that should add up, I think, to a team that can do better when it comes to scoring points. And, yeah, given the Eagles' explosiveness, I'm with you. And given the way they play defensively, as aggressive as they are, they're, you know, it's I think they attack, and it's a little more open-ended and puts some pressure on their offense. Whereas I think the Browns' defense may be a little more calculated in how it does things and maybe trying to play to the strength of its team, which, you know, and we'll see where it goes from there as far as the type of style of football. But they're going to put it in the air. Tom from Facebook, run and grind, run and grind, run and grind. Keep the Eagles' offense on the field. Our only chance, Tom says. Again, you're making a sound point about how to approach this. And, yeah, you could use your offense to play some defense for you and keep Michael Vick and company, DeSean Jackson and all those weapons, Shady McCoy, away from the field, away from the ball. But you have to, I mean, you can set that tempo, but you've got to be productive with what you're doing. It can't just be burning clock. You better make those drives count for something. And to our earlier point, more than field goals. I mean, run and grind is fine, but how much of Trent Richardson is part of that? How much can Brandon Jackson and Montario Hardesty contribute to that? How much can the line do for that? They need to lean on it, but you know, we'll see how that all plays out when we see, as this week unfolds, how much of Trent Richardson is going to actually play. That doesn't mean, by the way, that you don't have a total number of carries that exceeds what he does. Obviously, you would, I would think, and you're going to do that more if you have the opportunity, depending on the score. Dwayne from Facebook says, I love my Browns, but why cut good players like Seneca Wallace and Evan Moore? He says, that doesn't make sense. And then you lose me here. You say you guys could have gone after Chad Johnson. Where does Chad Johnson help this team when he couldn't help a Miami team that is every bit, in fact, more desperate for receiver help and gets the boot from there? I don't mind the decisions at all with Wallace and Moore. I see the Wallace decision as playing right into the what we've seen all along, that Colt McCoy established himself clearly as the best choice to be the number two quarterback. And once you were there, it was not going to happen that 11-year veteran is going to hang on to be your third guy on your roster. Choosing McCoy over Wallace was there really much of a decision there? I don't think so. And Evan Moore, for his part, had some flashes last year, but it just wasn't there. It just wasn't as consistent, and didn't offer that sense of what we saw a year ago from him. I do think Jordan Cameron, as someone who can be dynamic, again, stay healthy, Jordan, but that would be a key to this offense being prolific, giving Brandon Whedon a choice. I think he's going to be a special contributor. I really do, and I like the combo of Cameron and, you know, and Ben Watson in this tight end group and what they can do. All right, we've got much more coming up for you. We are going to go back in time. We're going to talk to Webster Slaughter, our alumni spotlight player this week, one of the co-captains with Bernie Kosar, honorary co-captains for Sunday's game against the Eagles. That's coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. A good coach teaches sportsmanship, sets positive examples, and stands by players not just for their athletic skills, but their academic ones as well. Liberty Ford would like to recognize these coaches and call one of them Coach of the Year. If you think your high school football coach has what it takes, go to libertyford.com or like us on Facebook to nominate your coach for a chance to win and bring home $5,000 for the team.
Wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Wings.
Quaker Steak and Lube has now opened their newest location in Lakewood. Enjoy famous wings, great food, and the best entertainment around. Check them out on Facebook for all the events and specials.
Great times, great food, to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
Hey, Golden.
Yes, Greeny?
Let me ask you this. Did you ever, back when you were playing, guarantee a win?
Oh, no way. Guarantees are guaranteed to end up on the competition's bulletin board.
Well, National Tire and Battery has a tire price guarantee, and they don't care whose bulletin board it ends up on because the competition just can't match it. NTB will beat any tire price or give you $200.
$200? You know how many meatball subs I can buy with that kind of money?
Does everything come back to food with you?
It does, and that's my guarantee.
NTB, home of the $200 tire price guarantee.
Isn't it time we all felt better? It's time to find a bandage for what ails you, even if that bandage is more of a metaphor. It's time to get better, to get off the couch and get back to work, or just back outside to play. Welcome to a new kind of pharmacy, where you can actually read the prescription bottles, where meds like $4 generics are priced right and easy to swallow. And here's to having a pharmacy with a target attached. Booyah! Target Pharmacy is here to give you a daily dose of whatever you need to feel better.
Hi, this is Vic Carucci. Listen for the Liberty Ford Training Camp vignettes at 141, 241, and 341 each weekday on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Will Burge here reminding you to check out my Eyes on Berea blog on ESPNCleveland.com. Driven by the all-new Mentor Nissan. Get the latest news and reports on the Browns all season long. My Eyes on Berea blog, brought to you by the all-new Mentor Nissan, where you get Nissans for less.
With you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Actually, I never left him. Right here through the top of the hour, Vic Carucci. At Browns Fans Unite, single game and three game ticket plans are on sale now. This is your chance to purchase tickets for all the exciting home matchups, including the home opener and division rivals. Call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com to choose your games today. Well, very happy to have with us right now in our alumni spotlight segment, former Browns wide receiver Webster Slaughter. Webster, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, I want to start with congratulations. You're going to be the honorary captain for Sunday's season opener against the Eagles. I'm going to assume that it's got to be fun for you just to come back to Cleveland. We're reaching you down in Texas right now, Sugar Land, Texas. You come up to Cleveland and be part of the excitement, the electricity of opening day, and being able to be the, along with Bernie Kosar, the honorary co-captain. It's got to be a very exciting thing.
It really is very exciting. I usually try and get back at least once or twice during the season each year. And this year is particularly special. As you said, I'm teaming with my old quarterback, Bernie Kosar, and we're going to be team captains on opening day. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting for me.
When you think about that, the two of you together, what rushes back for you for memories, Webster? Just, again, being on the receiving end of so many throws and so many great plays that the two of you combined for all those years.
But when I think about us together, you know, what I think about is the warrior mentality that we both had on the field. We both wanted to do everything we could to win. And Bernie, of course, was smarter than most quarterbacks that played the game at that time. And just made it real special, my time being there speaking with him.
And the type of attack that you guys had, where it was – certainly, I mean, you had balance. You had an outstanding running game to go along with Kevin Mack, Ernest Biner, but to go along with that ability to attack downfield, what was the mentality like? I mean, did you guys always feel you could make pretty much any play you needed to make?
We really did. And Bernie, you know, the thing that I loved about him as a receiver was it didn't matter what the play call was, Bernie was always going to be in attack mode. And so if he saw somebody in bump and run and he wanted to go down the field, he's going to go down the field. You know, he's not going to hold back. If he saw an opening in the defense where he can pass rather than run, he's going to do it. Now, as you pointed out, we had two great running backs in Ernest Byrne and Kevin Mack, and so we did have to give him the ball. But Bernie was always had that mentality was, if I see somebody or an opportunity for me to throw the ball and score, I'm going to do it. And that's what I loved about him. As a receiver, you love to have a quarterback that wants to throw the ball all the time.
When you thought about, you know, what was ahead for you as a young receiver, going to San Diego State prior to entering the NFL as a second round pick of the Browns, the general manager of the Browns at the time, Ernie Accorsi, making you the 43rd overall pick of that 1986 draft. And it was the recommendation, and I guess this had to feel good for you, Paul Warfield, the Hall of Fame receiver for the Browns, who I guess at the time was kind of working in the capacity of a scout. I don't know if it was official, but he certainly kept an eye on college talent. And he was the one who told Ernie about you. Tell me that story from your standpoint of how great it was to have a Hall of Famer tell a general manager, hey, you got to draft this guy.
Well, you know, funny story. I don't know if you heard, but, you know, when he came to visit me at San Diego State, he sat down in the room with me, went over film with me, was asking me certain questions, and I was answering the questions. And when I was done, he said, well, you did a good job, you answered. And he got back on his plane and left. I didn't know until he left that he was Paul Warfield, the Hall of Fame receiver. And so it was kind of funny. I'm sitting there with Paul Warfield, not even knowing who he is, and, you know, he's telling me how good of a job I'm doing. So it was pretty special to me. And then once I got to Cleveland and played, of course, Paul was always around, so me and him built a pretty good relationship. In fact, when I had held out that third year, it was Paul, really, that helped me to come back in.
Really? Well, how did he persuade you?
Well, just talking on the phone with him. You know, I was talking on the phone with him quite often, probably more than anybody I was talking on the phone to, and he just, you know, gave me some suggestions and, you know, told me it would be in my best interest at this time to come in.
And I'm assuming, looking back, you're glad you did.
Yes, sir. I've always been one to want to play the game. You know what I mean? I've never been one to want to sit out. You only sit out because you have to. Mm-hmm. You know, so you always, as a receiver, as an athlete, I think you always want to be on the field. So you look forward to that day when something can get worked out. And so, yeah, I was definitely glad I came back.
Former Browns wide receiver Webster Slaughter joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, our alumni spotlight segment. Of course, he is one of two of the honorary co-captains for Sunday season opener, home opener against the Eagles. Bernie Kosar is the other. We'll talk a little more about Bernie in a second, but I also want to touch on this. You talk about lofty praise, having a Hall of Famer in your corner, such as Paul Warfield, and an outstanding general manager like Ernie Accorsi, certainly one of the best in this game. And Ernie made the comment once that, referring to you, he said you were one of the best receivers the Browns ever had, talking about your career in which you caught 305 passes, 27 touchdowns in six seasons. Again, when you hear that from a lot of people can say that, but when you hear it from a man like an Ernie Accorsi, that's got to register with you.
No question. And, I had never heard that before. And so, yeah, it does register with me. Ernie, of course, as you said, is one of the top talents in the league. One of the comments that I had heard from Ernie, of course, is when he said that Webster Slaughter is getting better with each year. He gets better. He improves. And I love that, because that was my goal from the get-go. You know, I didn't start playing football until my senior year of high school. And so I was way behind once I got into the league. And so, but I wanted, my goal was to make sure that every year I improved. And when he said that, it gave me satisfaction.
Nice. Yeah, and that is the thing about working at your craft and having the pride to do it. And, you know, when you see today's game, Webster, it's so driven by the pass. And obviously, and you look around and see what various receivers are doing around the league. How would you equate your game to what we see now in terms of types of passing attacks that go in, and how would you see the fit going back to you at your prime as a player?
Well, you know, your athletes, you adjust to whatever the situation is. So I think as far as the fit goes, we would have been fine there. You know, my quickness would have certainly matched up well against some of these bigger body defensive backs. But, you know, things like today now, these quarterbacks are really coming in really polished, you know, from college. And I think that's the difference now, is that the game is translated to the college level, to where they're learning a lot more before they get into the league. Right. And see, when I got into the league, there was a lot still I had to learn. You know, though I was fortunate to be able to pick things up quickly, it was still, my first year was night and day from my second year.
Right.
And these guys now that are coming out of college, they're so polished in college that when they come here, they're able to step up to that next level immediately, right away. And so I think that's probably the main difference, is they're being taught earlier the right things to do now. And so when they get into the professional level, they're ready to go.
And you talk about a quarterback like Bernie Kosar and how demanding. When I talk with him, he reminds me, or tells me, of the stories of just how demanding he was as a quarterback, that he was very, you know, I would imagine with you guys, not the easiest quarterback to have, just from the standpoint of what he expected of you, that you had to do it right, and if you didn't do it right in terms of running routes, in terms of the dedication and whatever, being where you were supposed to be at that right time, you might not see the football.
Yeah, you know what? I never had a problem with Bernie, because seriously, you know, other than me and Bernie, my rookie year, got in a little spat on the field, I think in the second game of my rookie year season. And that was the only time I really ever had a problem with Bernie, because I was always a guy, even in practice, you know, I'm going 100%. It doesn't matter. I'm going 100%. And Bernie, you know, I would see him in practice when the defense was up. He'd be going, he'd sit there with the tight end group and he'd tell them something. Then he'd move on to the wide receiver and he'd go tell them. Then he'd be with the running back. And that's what I liked about him. You know, he made sure that when we hit the field, he was going to be the quarterback on that day, that everybody was ready to go. And that's what we had to have, you know, in order to win as many games as we did. We had to make sure that our mind was on what we were supposed to do, and that we were going to do it to the best of our ability. And so me and Bernie, as far as what to do on the field, we never had that problem. At least I didn't.
And what kind of rock did he throw? Because obviously, you know, we know that classic kind of underhand delivery. How did that affect the way the ball came to you?
Well, as a receiver, you don't care about all of that. You really don't. You see the ball and you catch it. That's my job. And it doesn't matter how it comes out. When it's in the air, it's turning the same way as anybody else would throw it. And so my job is just to catch it. You know, Bernie did a good job, I think, of using his ability, you know, to do all those things that he did. You know, the way he got rid of the ball and how when under pressure and it seemed like he couldn't get it out, he still can get it out. He did a good job of doing that. But I was only concerned with seeing the ball all the way into my hands and tucking it.
Your favorite Browns memory, Webster, what would that be?
Wow, my favorite Browns memory. I have so many, I really do. It's hard to say one above the other, but I'll just go to my rookie year, since it was my first year in the league. We were playing the New York Jets in the playoffs, and we were down by 10 points with only about 4 minutes left. And with less than that left, I caught a one-handed pass, I believe, on like the 2-yard line to send it into overtime. And then we eventually went and won that game. But then I could also say, like, you know, we had the so-called jinx against the Steelers in my rookie year. You know, we beat them twice, and I caught one of the passes in overtime to beat them. And that was also a great memory. You know, these playoffs that we've been in was also tremendous, although we lost to the Denver Broncos those 3 years. You know, being in 3 AFC championship games in my first 4 years, that was pretty special. So I enjoyed a lot about my time spent in Cleveland. The fans obviously were outstanding. They treated me well every year that I was there, and even when I come back, I'm treated very well. So I just really did enjoy my whole time spent there.
Beautiful. And tell us what you're doing now down in Sugar Land, Texas, with your life.
Well, I'm doing a whole lot. I trained my son and a whole bunch of his friends, you know, teaching them how to become receivers and tight ends and run routes. And then I also do a ministry work over at an assisted living home. I do a ministry on Mondays and Fridays over here with them. And then on Sundays, come over and do a service. Work part-time here where I take them to lunch bunches and take them to their doctor's appointments and pick up prescriptions for them. I just, my life, my day is pretty filled up. I leave here and I go home and I attend to my kids. I got a daughter who's in high school running track. My other two have track scholarships. And this one that's in high school, she's coming down with me, by the way. And so they keep me pretty busy. I don't have a whole lot of time on my hands.
That's outstanding. That's good stuff. Good busy stuff. Good family stuff. Webster, we're very happy again, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday, my friend.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to seeing everybody in Cleveland when I get there.
He is Webster Slaughter, the former outstanding wide receiver for the Browns, going to be one of the honorary co-captains with Bernie Kosar for Sunday's season opener against the Eagles. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Hey, Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Hey Browns fans, Arby's wants you to win a ride to the Dog Pound. Stop into Arby's to enter to win a 2012 Ford Fiesta, plus four suite tickets and exclusive behind-the-scenes experiences for the Sunday, November 4th game against division rivals from Baltimore. For those that bleed orange and brown, visit your local Cleveland area Arby's restaurant for your chance to win. No purchase necessary. Game ends September 28th, 2012. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of Ohio at least 18 years of age or older. Subject to official rules. Car courtesy of Liberty Ford. Sponsored by the Arby's Cleveland Co-op.
For your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association member. FDIC.
Hey, the road man, Kenny Rota here, and I got to tell you, when it comes to getting on the road, I choose Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. Right now, the summer clearance event is happening at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. Listen to these great deals. Get the all-new 2012 Jeep Liberty Latitude 4x4, all leather, heated seats, power locks, and windows, and much more. Leased for only $289 a month for 36 months. Plus, they have $3,000 off MSRP on every new 2013 Jeep Cherokee. Or you can get the new 2013 Chrysler 200, limited in stock and available for immediate delivery, loaded, and I mean loaded, V6, auto, AC, leather, heated seats, cruise, remote start, and much more, starting at $21,580 after rebates and incentives. These great deals won't last long. Take it from the road, man. Get on out to their new location, 310 Broadway Avenue in Bedford, and get one before they're gone. Save big now. Call 440-232-2121 for low lease deals and $3,000 off MSRP on the new Jeep Cherokee. Online as well at GanleyChryslerJeepDodge.com.
Okay, look. When gas prices jump, you still gotta work. So suddenly you're cutting back on everything from family vacations to cell phone minutes. Well, here's a thought. How about cutting back on gas? Here's how. The Ford F-150. It's number one in fuel economy, 23 highway miles per gallon. That's the best, so you can get the job done and get a break at the pump. Add to that the most power, most payload, most torque, most towing, and did I mention it gets the best mileage? Yeah, an estimated 23 highway miles per gallon. Yep, that's best in class, and you can only find it in one truck. This is the future. This is the Ford F-150. Built Ford tough.
Claims based on full-size pickups when properly equipped. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid. EPA estimated 17 city, 23 highway, and 19 combined MPG. Compared to comparable competitive engines. 3.7 liter V6 4x2.
Hey, appreciate the fact that you've chosen to spend this portion of your Tuesday hanging out with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And joining us now is Renee Harvey, the Browns Vice President of Community Outreach. And Renee, fun day today. You were over at Midview High School for the field dedication.
We were. Through the NFL Grassroots Program, we had the ability to award a $200,000 grant to renovate and actually completely install a synthetic field turf. And I'll tell you what, that facility is absolutely stunning. It's a project that's gone on for a few years now. We've kind of pieced this together. They've done their bleachers, the scoreboard, and now the field. And we went out there for the dedication today, and it was absolutely first-class venue.
And the Browns contributing, what, $1 million toward the refurbishments?
Yes, over time since 1999. So there have been multiple projects, and others include Central Catholic, Bump Taylor Field, Rhodes High School, and several others. So, and we'll have another one later this year that we're able to announce. But it's a really great program that allows for clean, safe, and accessible fields for our youth to again help try to develop and cultivate a great crop of young players.
Fantastic. Sunday, the Browns open the season against the Philadelphia Eagles at Cleveland Browns Stadium, and the Wounded Warriors will be honored at this game.
They will. So this is for our Hats Off to Our Heroes program. We have an honor row each game, and we thought this was a great way to kick off the program this year and to honor those that have been injured in war, and very proud to have them on hand.
And the mission of the Wounded Warriors project is to honor and empower Wounded Warriors, a great organization created following 9/11.
Yes, sure. You're absolutely right. And what we'll do throughout the season is recognize different military branches, veterans included, police, fire. So it's a nice program and a great way for our fans to show their appreciation as well.
2 weeks into it in the high school season, big stuff as far as the game of the week recognition.
We're already, can't believe it, headed into week three. So
wow.
We will be recognizing the winners from the first 2 weeks, and so that will be North Royalton as well as Westlake will be on hand, and very proud to award each of those two programs $4,000 each, thanks to our partners in PNC Bank, Ohio National Guard, as well as Russell Athletic. So great program. Again, continue to everybody to log on to clevelandbrowns.com and vote weekly.
Great stuff. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
To our official Facebook, Twitter pages where you submit questions and comments to us, Kevin from Facebook. He says, the Browns need to keep the coach for longer than 2 years. You can't build a team, Kevin says, when you keep changing coaches and your quarterback. True enough. In fact, I couldn't agree more. Consistency, continuity, they matter. And especially at those two spots, and usually, the connection's obvious. You change a coach, you almost inevitably change the quarterback. That happens with a coaching change. So if you're rooting for this to stay as is, you're clearly looking for this team to make the improvement that all of us expect, the team expects. A ton of new faces to do that, and there will be some growing pains with that, but this is the choice here was talent over experience. And you think about that. What does that mean? Younger guys who are better players versus older guys who weren't as good as players but had experience. The issue will be that catch-up time, that overlap where how fast do the younger players get up to speed? And that's the challenge of this coaching staff. And if this coaching staff is able to bring them up quickly enough, Pat Shurmur and his assistants, they earn the right to continue to coach this group and keep these and grow with these young guys. Steven, Facebook, still don't know who's going to take over the number one receiver spot for the Browns. I would tell you that the plan, as I can see it unfolding, is for that guy to be Josh Gordon. Greg Little held the spot, and Greg Little's still a prominent part of what this team is going to do in the passing game, and probably as an incumbent hangs on to that, but you're going to see a lot of Gordon on the field, and it's going to evolve. More and more plays as he learns more and more of what he's doing. Talked about this with Brad Childress, Travis Benjamin, a big part of it as well. But I could see Gordon emerging eventually. I don't know if it's Sunday, but it's pretty soon. Roger from Facebook about the Eagles game. Defense has to do what they are used to doing. Keep us in the game and hit Michael Vick as much as possible. Offense needs to first and foremost not turn the ball over. Stay out of third and longs. T. Rich will help that. Yeah, he will. Again, depending on if he plays, how much he plays, that is the key. Favorable down and distance situations and getting those hits on Michael Vick. And he's vulnerable. For a shorter guy, to have his rib cage take the hit that it took during the preseason. Kind of a surprise, but he does open himself up pretty wide when he throws the football, and that's not, you know, that's not lost on opposing defenses. Let's just put it that way. All right. We want to thank Brad Childress for joining us tonight, Webster Slaughter as well. Want to thank Drew Boatner. And we want to thank our outs and Renee Harvey and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow as preparation in earnest begins for the Eagles here in Berea on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.